Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're not really near the end of the page yet. We left off by Rabbi Ze'era. So the first thing we're going to do is going to finish up the discussion from yesterday about animals that are found, or different items that are royal mizbeach, that are found amongst the nechassim of somebody who says that he's giving his nechassim in general to the Beis Hamikdash. So normally we assume it goes to Bedek HaBayis, but we were discussing in the Mishnah yesterday, what about those items that could be used for the mizbeach? And we're going to include the source that somebody who's makdish in a keva for an ola, an asham, or a carbon pesach, which cannot be brought from in a keva. So how do we know that the shita that holds that such an animal does not make a tamura, does not have kedushas haguf? Where does he learn it from? We're going to have a rule which animals can make a tamura, which animals cannot make a tamura, and that's going to finish up that discussion. Then in halacha hey, right before the end of the parak, the gemara is going to go through how the various nesachim were purchased in terms of the deal that Hektish would make with the suppliers of the Nesachim, and that will be the end of the parak. And then the beginning of the next parak, of the fifth parak of Masechet Shkalim, is going to list 15 jobs in the Beis HaMikdash and who had those jobs, who were the people in charge of 15 important jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to lead us into a machlokas, whether the 15 individuals listed in the Mishnah were really great at their jobs and it's a Zecher Tzadik Levracha, or they were really bad people and it's a Shem Rishayim Yirkov, with Dafka pointing out the people who were worst at doing these things. And then it's going to lead into a lot of Agadita and Yud Gimel and Beis. We're going to talk about the Gadlus of Rabbi Akiva, the importance of making numbers for our learning, for Torah learning, differences between early generations and later generations. It's going to lead us into a discussion of the Chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and the greatness of Mordechai, who is one of the people, one of the 15 people listed in the Mishnah, and how Mordechai excelled at the game of charades. We'll get into that a little bit. And then at the end, it's going to discuss why the Kohanim had a doctor on staff in the Beis HaMikdash. They had someone who specialized in stomach issues on the Beis HaMikdash, why that was necessary. So we'll get Leibed toward the end. But let's first finish up the discussions from yesterday. We are holding Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Ze'ira, about 15 lines before the end of the page. So we said in the Mishnah that if a person was makdish his nechassim, and amongst the nechassim there were behemos that were right to be brought on the mizbeach, both male and female. So Rabbi Yeshua said all of them have to be used in some way or another for karban ola. The males can be used directly for a karban ola. The females should be sold and use that money for a karban ola. So Rabbi Ze'ira b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, time is Rabbi Yeshua. He explains that the reason for Rabbi Yeshua that it all goes for karban ola is because the pasuk says daber el aron vel bana vel kol bnei Yisrael v'mata aleim ish ish mi beis Yisrael, and the pasuk goes on min ager b'Yisrael asher yakriv karban ola chol nedreim chol nedvosam asher yakrivu la Hashem li ola. The pasuk continues. So we darshan kol nedreim kol nedvosam, that anything that you're menadiv stam, whether you're makdish your nechassim and your behema, or whether you're only makdish your eder, you're only makdish your flock of animals, hakol karav leola, it all goes for a karban ola, because the pasuk says at the end la Hashem leola. It doesn't say la Hashem leshlamim. So you see, whatever could be brought as an ola should be brought as an ola. L'ritzonchem tamim zachar, the pasuk afterwards says l'ritzonchem tamim zachar. So you see, zacharim are mentioned. So minayin afilu nekevos. So how do I know that nekevos are all also included in this rule? Tamalomar babakar l'rabos es nekevos. That's why it says babakar, to tell me that it's not only males that are included in this rule that they should go for a karban ola, the females as well. Obviously, females themselves cannot be brought as an ola, so you sell them and you use the money for a karban ola. So, frankly, Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Elazar Sha'al k'siv zachar at amr babakar l'rabos es nekevos. So it says zachar directly in the pasuk, and yet you use the word babakar to tell me that nekevos are also included in this rule that they go for an ola. Well, the Kavasa, if you're going to say that, then you should have a similar drasha. Ksiv tamim, and at amr babakal rabos palimumin, mabineon. When it says tamim, it says specifically that we're referring to animals that don't have a mum, yet you don't say babakar comes to be marbe balimumin also. Well, why would you say, when it says explicitly in the pasuk zachar, bakar comes to include the kevos as well, yet when it says beferish tamim, you don't say that babakar comes to include balimumin? So Rav Amar Shifta de Katkada Beinehun. Rav says there's a massive difference between the two, and he doesn't explain what the difference is. There's a massive difference between those two cases. So what's the difference between the two cases? It's a svara pshuta that we should be marbin nekevos because nekevos are roi for a carbon in general. Balimum are never roi for a carbon. So it's a svara pshuta what the difference is. He didn't even bother spelling out what the difference was. Now at the very end of the Mishnah, we said that if you find amongst the things that amongst the nechassim that are person gives to the Beis HaMikdash, things that could be used on the Mizbeach, like wine, oil, birds, right? That was the third case of the Mishnah. First case was you find ketores. Second case was you find animals. Third case was wine, oil, and birds. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yimachru, Elazar says, Yimachru Hamin, right? You sell it for that, for whatever it's needed. For people who need those Nesachim, you sell it to them. And so the Gemara is going to explain, and everything else, and you purchase Karbonos Ola with that money, and everything else goes to the Betek Abai. So the Gemara says, explains Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Avo, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Taimed, Rabbi Lazar, Daber Alarm Velbanav, Asher Krivil Hashem Laola, Hakol, Karav Ola, that apparently from that pasuk we see that everything is brought as an Ola, even the wine, the oil, the flour should be sold, and use the money to bring it as a Karbon Ola. So the Gemara just is going to explain now, why when there's Ophos, why would you sell it and then use the money to buy a Karbon Ola? Can't the oaf itself be brought as a Karbon Ola? Isn't there such a thing as an Ola Sa'of? So Gemara says, L'Rtzon Chum Tamim Zachar Yachal Afilu Ophos. I think included in that pasuk is Ophos as well, that you should use the money to buy Ola Sa'of, or that if there are Ophos in the Nesachim themselves, you should bring the oaf itself as the Ola. Tam Lomer Ba'Bakar V'lo Ophos. That pasuk that teaches us that everything goes for an Ola is only talking about Bakar. It's only talking about cattle. It's not talking about Ophos. Ophos are excluded from that rule. So Gemara says, but there's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. That's how Rabbi Yochanan explains it. Rabbi Yochanan explains that that based on this pasuk that it only includes that it only includes Bakar, not Ophos. Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Bon Barchia Havu Yisivun Va'amrin. They were sitting in the base medrash and they were saying Taman Amar Rabbi Yochanan Taimid Rabbi Shimon. Previously, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who explained Rabbi Shimon's shita. Remember, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that if someone is mafresh in a keva for a korban ola, so it's osa tmura. It has kedusha saguf. Why would it have kedusha saguf? You can never bring in a keva as a korban ola. So he explains shekein a keva shabov ksheru lava ola, because you do find in a keva that's brought as a korban ola in the world of oaf by birds. You just never find in a keva animal that's brought as a korban ola. So since in a keva could be somewhere in the parsha of korban ola, so when you're mafresh an animal in the keva, animals of korban ola, it has kedusha saguf. And over here, when he's explaining Rabbi Lazar, Amar Hachin, Rabbi Yochanan says that we sell the birds. And Lachari, he should have said over here also the same svara, that if you find that Ophos could be brought as a carbon ola, even if the Torah was mimayit them from Hakrava, they should still have Kedush Saguf, and therefore you can't sell them. You can't just sell them and use the money. If it has Kedush Saguf, the halacha is Yirachi Yistayiv, so it should at least have Kedush Saguf, since it's in the parsha of things that could be brought. So isn't that a stira in Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yossi ki amtia, when we say that there's no kedusha saguf on the oaf, kahada Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira kol sheini chala likarev lo hi v'lo dameha lo kacha, that the rule is anything that can't be brought on the mizbeach itself, nor can it be brought on the mizbeach through pidyon, because there's no pidyon for kedusha saguf, so then it never gets kedusha saguf in the first place. Ela hekdush damim, you assume that when the person was makdish it, he never intended to give it kedusha saguf. So he says va'at amrit yaus. So you say that it's very good. Meaning you should be moda that there's no kedusha saguf on these ofos, because la krivo einat yachol. You can't be makrivit because we're dichsiv babakar v'lo ofos, because the pasuk says babakar and not ofos. The fedoso einat yachol she'in la'of pidyon, and you can't be poded if it ever has kedusha saguf because there's no pidyon for an of. So since you can't be makrivit, you can't be poded, lafum kein sarach memra lo kachal kedushas damim. So you have to assume that originally when they were makdishit, they were only makdishit with kedushas damim and not with kedushas saguf. So the period. So now the Gemara had mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and the name of Rabbi Shimon, that if a person is mafresh a nekeva for his ola, for his pesach, for his asham, there cannot be a tmura made from it, meaning it does not have kedushas saguf. So chaviraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the bnei yeshiva said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Aivu Benagri Amar Komi Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taima Dehein Tanya, the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who held this way, that if you're mafresh nefesh in a keva for an ola, pesach, or an asham, it does not make a tamura, is he darshins the pasuk as follows, vim kol behema tamea, asher leyakriv menu karban la'ashem, and it goes on to say, vemer asabem lefnei ha-koin, veherich ha-koin osa, bein tov vein rak herich ha-koin kein yeh, that we are ma'arich, we give an erech for the behema, matal melomer tamea, what does the pasuk mean when it talks about a behema tamea? It can't mean literally a non-kosher animal, because the halach of a behema tamea is then spelled out in a different pasuk. So ella afilu tamea ba'osa Hashem. What it means by tamea has nothing to do with behema tamea at all. It means that you gave it the wrong name. You called an animal a name of a karban that it could never possibly be used for. Namely, you took a nekeva and you called it an asham. You called it an ola. You called it a pesach. It could never possibly be used for any of those karbanos. And on that we're saying veherich hakohen osa, which means that you're poded. The kohen evaluates what it's worth, and you're poded the behema. So you see that it doesn't have kedushas aguf; it only has kedushas damim, and that's why it's a nosa tmura. That's why it can't make a tmura. So that explains the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. So the Gemara rejects that right. The Gemara says v'kasha b'dak siv vehemid veherich. The pasuk says vehemid veherich, and so Rabbi Shimon himself holds that only kachim isbech that have kedushas aguf need hamada v'aracha. So how can you say that it has no kedushas aguf? We're talking about this animal that's a nekeva that's designated as a na'ola, pesach, and asham, and it has no kedushas aguf, and that's why it doesn't make a tamura. Well, then there would be no need for hamada v'aracha. Hamada v'aracha is only on things that have kedushas aguf, so it's not a good drasha. So Gemara brings, maybe you could darshan the exact opposite. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Lazar lo amar kein. He did not say like Rabbi Yochanan that from this pasuk there's a raya that it's not osa tamura. Ella, he darshans the other way. V'im kol behema tamea sholi akriv mena karban la'ashem. Pasuk talks about a karban. The word karban is extra in that pasuk. It could have just said behema asher leyakrivim mimena lahashem. Why does it have to say karban lahashem? So what's it teach me? Kol she'ena roi li karev lo kan v'lo b'makam acher. Anything that could not be brought on the mizbeach, not here and not anywhere else, meaning not l'shem the karban that it was hukdash for, nor for any other karban that it could have been hukdash for, eino osa tmura. Then such an animal cannot make a tmura. Yatzas nekeva liola al p'shein roi li karev kan roi li karev makam acher. But if you designate a nekeva as a karbanola, granted you can't use the nekeva for a karbanola, but you can use nekeva for other karbanos, and therefore the nekeva is also tamura. It does have kedusha saguf. Rabbi Yovan, Rabbi Bone, ka'un kome. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Zeira. They ask kome Rabbi Zeira. They ask in front of Rabbi Zeira this klal that he just said, that anything that's not roi to be makriv in for the kedusha that it was designated for, nor for anything else, cannot make a tamura. But wait a second, hare haroveya vahanirba sheinurin lekarev v'lo kan v'lo makom acher hare nosin tamura. What about a behema that's roveya or nirva that was engaged in bestiality in one way or another? The halacha is it can't be brought as a karban for anything, not for the kedusha you designated it for, nor for anything else. And yet we still see it's also tamura. So doesn't this fly in the face of the rule of kol shein roi lekarev v'lo kan v'lo makom acher ein osa tamura? We still see this is osa tamura. Some are alone. So they Rabbi Zeira answered them, afani lo amarti ela tamea mamish. Now, when do I say this rule? That's by a behema that's mamish tamei, meaning that's definitely not roi to be makriv in any way on the mizbeach. That's where we say that it's ein osa tamura. But a revei and a nirva, that's like a balmum, that the mum is an external psul. The animal be'etzem is really roi to be brought on the mizbeach. But revei and nirva, there's nothing inherently wrong with the animal. Something happened to it that made it bad. So the Gemara is docha that teretz, because Gemara says v'kasha. Can you say that the meat of the pasuk is talking about a behema tmeah? B'dak siv v'hemid v'herich. It says in the pasuk v'hemid v'herich by a behema tmeah. The pasuk we have a pasuk upada be'erkecha. We don't need v'hemid v'herich. So you can't say that this meat of kol sheinu roi l'karev is talking about dafka behema tmeah, because this pasuk cannot be talking about a behema tmeah. We already have another pasuk to talk about a behema tmeah. Okay, that ends the more challenging part of today's daf. Now we move on to the last halacha in the parak Mishnah. halacha hey. So achas, we're going to discuss how they would purchase things that they needed in the Beis Hamikdash, what sort of deals they worked out with their suppliers in order to be provided with the flour and the oil and the wine and all the different things they needed in the Beis Hamikdash. So achas shoshim yom mishar nesalishcha. Once every 30 days, the gizbarim would figure out the proper prices for wine, for oil, for flowers, and there would be kaveh with the suppliers what the price was, and that price would stay stable for 30 days. And every day they would buy whatever they needed from their suppliers at those prices that were predetermined at the beginning of the month. So, kolam akabalal of the sapik slasos me arba. If let's say the deal was that four se'in of flour were for one sela, that was the price that was agreed upon, and then amdu mishalosh, and then the price of flour changed over the course of the month, and now it was only three se'in for a sela, meaning flour became more expensive. Yisapik, still the supplier had to provide it at the cheaper price that he agreed upon at the beginning of the month. If he had originally agreed for three sin besela, that was the original price, and then the price of flour went down, and now it's normal to get four sin for a sela, so then he has to provide four sin for a sela, because Yad Hegdish is always al Eliona, Yad Hegdish always wins out, so they're always going to get the better market price, whether it was the beginning of the month when they established the price or the current price. Hekdesh always gets the better price. Not only that, if the flour gets wormy and it goes bad, the flour that was provided, the mocher has to replace it. If the wine yayin hechmitz lo, if the wine gets sours, so also the mocher is the one that loses out. Not only that, he doesn't get paid for the items that he supplies until it's actually brought on the Mizbeach. Once we see that it was successfully executed, it was brought on the Mizbeach properly, that's when he gets paid. So we could have all the flour, the Beis HaMikdash, he could have already supplied it 2 weeks ago. If they haven't used it yet, then he doesn't get paid yet. So why would anyone want to do business with the Beis HaMikdash? Because you get the great zechus of supplying the flour and the oil and in the Beis HaMikdash. Not a bad thing to have on your resume. So Tana B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. So they said in the name of Rabbi Shimon against the Tana in our Mishnah that miyad hoyi mekablan esmel, saying that they would not wait to pay them until later, until they actually brought the mizbech. They would get it right away. What if something happens between now and then when we bring on the mizbech? Then the Beis HaMikdash will be out all this money. No, akwanim zizmein. The Kwanim are going to make sure that everything gets done on time. There's not too much of a lag between when we get the supply of flour, of oil, and wine, and when it actually gets used. So there's a very limited concern that anything could happen to it, so we might as well pay them right away, because that's the right thing to do anyway, to pay them right away. Now we begin the fifth parak of Masech HaShkalim. So the Mishnah is going to list 15 important jobs that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and who held each of these jobs. So the following are the people appointed to special jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas al Chosamos, Achi al Anasachim. The Gemara will explain in tomorrow's daf what that was all about, what those two jobs were. Masya ben Shmuel al Piasos. Masya ben Shmuel was in charge of the garolos, of the raffles. They have to have piasos. They had four times every single day. They had to be matal garol to decide who's going to do particular avodos. There were more kohanim than there were jobs to do. So people wanted to do certain jobs, so they had to draw lots to figure that out. So there was someone who was in charge of the lots. He was the lottery commissioner, but a different kind of lottery. Psachya al ha-kinin. Psachya was in charge of the kinin. If someone had to bring a pair of birds, like a zav, a yoledes, has a chiv to bring a pair of birds. They would put money into the kupa that was called a shofar, and they would write in that it said kinin on it, and the mumuna would take the money and would bring from that money the various kinim. So he had to be a very big chacham. The Gemara is going to say later on in today's daf, and it really says it's a mishum pirkei avos, that kinin and pischei nida heinim gufei alachos, that these are very mathematical issues, kinin and pischei nida, and he had to have a very big chacham in charge of it. So who was this psachya that was chosen for this great job of Alakinin? Psachya Zeu Mordechai. This was Mordechai Atzadik, the famous Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Psachya. Why was he called Psachya? Shai poseach dvarim v'darshon v'yodeh b'shivim lashon. He was able to open up things and darshan them in ways that we did not previously know how to expound them, and he knew 70 languages. So he was a very, very impressive person. So it's... That was Psachis. So Rashi Maseches Menachos and Daf Samach Dalet and Beis says which Mordechai was this? That this was the Mordechai. It was the Mordechai b'Yimei Achashverosh. That was the Psachia. So Tosav there says, wait a second. All the people listed in the Mishnah, according to one day in the Gemara, were all in the same dar. And the person was just listing off people who were in the Tana was just listing off people who were in his generation. They were all in the same dar. It's very difficult to say Mordechai was Maruch Yamim Kolkach that he lived for such a long time. That he lived all the way to the times of whoever was writing the Mishnah, of the Tana of the Mishnah, when they were being misadded the Mishnayos. So he says, no, it couldn't have been Mordechai, says Tosos, the Mordechai from Achashverosh. The Mamunim had to be Bekiyim, they had to be Bali Seichel, Bali Imada. So they were all called Mordechai because they were like Mordechai in that way, that they knew all these different languages. But the guy that we're referring to here is not the actual Mordechai. In the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos, he answers Tosos' question and he says that who says that this Mishnayos was in the days of Rebbe. Rebbe was the organizer of the Mishnayos, not the author of the Mishnah. So it could be that this Mishnah was written way, way earlier in the days of Mordechai. So he didn't have to be Maruch Yom Kolkach. Problem is, Tiferes Yaakov points out that the Mishnah lists other names also who we know when they lived. It lists Nechunya Chofer Shichin in the Mishnah, and he lived in the days of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Gemara in Baba Kama says. So still, it would put Mordechai at quite a stretch to live for such a long time. So the history maybe doesn't work out so well still to say that it was Mordechai. Anyway, so that was Psachia. Benachia al Chole Me'ayim. Benachia was the doctor for people's stomach problems in the Beis HaMikdash. Nechunya Dafka, stomach doctor. That's what they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have a podiatrist, a cardiologist. Dafka, you would think a cardiologist with all the meat. No, Dafka for the stomach. Benachia al Chole Me'ayim. So that was his job. Nechunya Chofer Sheikh. Nechunya was the one who would dig the boros that the Olei Regalim needed. Gvini Karuz, he was the one that would scream in the morning to wake everybody up. Ben Gevar, he was the one Al Ni'ilah Sharim who would teach the Kohanim or remind the Kohanim about locking up the gates of the Azara at night and opening them up in the morning. Ben Bevai Mimuna Alapakia, he was the one that would take care of the menorah, the wicks in the menorah. Ben Arzal Atziltzol, he was in charge of the clay shear that made a lot of noise. Hugras Ben Levi, who was from Shevet Levi, was Alashir. He was in charge of the shear in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Garmu al Maisi Lechem Apanim. The family of Beis Garmu was in charge of the Lechem Apanim to bake it and to know how to do it properly. Beis Avtinas al Maisi Ketores. They were in charge of being Mefatim the Ketores, preparing the Ketores properly. Vel Azar al Aparochas. Al Azar was in charge of all the new curtains that they needed whenever the curtains needed to be changed. There were more parochos than just the parochos that divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was only in Bayis Sheni when they didn't have the Amatraxin, right? They had the double parochas instead. But there were other parochas also by other sha'arim in the Beis HaMikdash. Pinchas HaMalbush, and Pinchas was the tailor. He was in charge of the Big Day Kuhuna. He would make sure that everything went smoothly with the Big Day Kuhuna. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chizkia Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan Chad Amar K'sheri Dar V'Dar Balim Nosalehen. So one of them says that what is this list of names of random, probably lots of people had these jobs throughout history. So what are we listing individuals who had these jobs? These were the K'sherim of Dar V'Dar. These were the best people to ever have these jobs. The Charga Amar, and the other one says, Mishaya Ba'usadar Mana Masha Bedaro. The Tana, who is listing off the people who were in his generation and who happened to have been Rishayim, they happened to have not been Tzadikim, and he mentions them, Liganai. He mentions these people not as a compliment. So the Gemara says, Mandam K'sheri called Dar V'Dar Balimnos. If you say that we're listing off the greatest who ever had these jobs, Al Kulan Omer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. That's a way of saying Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that whenever there's a Tzadik, you always want to mention them Lebracha. So we're mentioning these important jobs, and we're mentioning the Tzadikim who held these important jobs. Mandiyam Rishay Bosodor, Mana Masha Bedoro, so then the one that says that he was just the people who were in his generation, Al Kulan Omer V'Shem Rishayim Yirkav, they were actually very bad, and it's Shem Rishayim Yirkav that we're trying to blot out the name of Rishayim by mentioning how terrible these Rishayim were. Valmin Emer Zecher Tzadik Levracha, so where do we ever say Zecher Tzadik Levracha? Al Ben Katin V'Chaverav. That Ben Katin V'Chaverav, it says in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, that because of their great deeds, we always say Zecher Tzadik Levracha about them. It's interesting, when you have Zecher Tzadik Levracha in the Gemara, it's not a reference to dead people. That's more of a modern thing, that we refer Zecher Tzadik Levracha to dead people. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about that. If a person's father, a person's parent, passes away, so in the first year he should always say Zichrono Levracha Areni Kaparas Mishkavo, and after that it's just Zichrono Levracha. You don't say Areni Kaparas Mishkavo. So you have Zichrono Levracha. You have that phrase. The first source that we say it for dead people is in a tshuva of the Tashbetz in Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Chav Beis. He says instead of saying it's Lav Dafka, they have to follow the exact lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin to say Zichrono Levracha L'Chayel Ma'ba. That's what it is. Zichrono Levracha L'Chayel Ma'ba. So he says it's Lav Dafka. They have to say Zichrono Levracha. That's within Yud Beis Chodesh. After that, it's Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, I think. But it's Lav Dafka. You have to Dafka say Zichrono Levracha. You can say Zecher Tzadik Levracha because that's the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei says Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So we use it to refer to dead people. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair in Siman Ayin Aleph was asked about two people. Father's name was Usher and the son's name was David, and they went away and they never came home. And for 10 years, both of their wives were agunos. And then we find a shtar that was sent from Medina Sayyam that says David ben Usher zechrono levracha zecher tzadik levracha. Then the last name Ginsburg was the last name. So David ben Usher zechrono levracha. So the question the Chavis Yair was asked is that enough to be matir the aguna, the mother, the father's wife to get remarried? It says zechrono levracha. So Chavis Yair didn't think so. He said zecher tzadik levracha doesn't mean that the person's dead. He says shlita means the person's alive, right? Because that's a bracha that he's going to live l'chaim tovim aruchim. It doesn't make sense to say that about a dead person. So that is a tshuva sarash, but that's a raya that a person's alive if they use such a lashon. But zatzal is not a raya the person is dead. The Gemara in Yuma Daflam Chesam Beis applies zatzal to Avraham and to Noach in psukim that describe them during their lifetimes. So zatzal is not necessarily something that's only for dead people. Although probably people would be insulted if you refer to them to their face as zatzal. They probably won't be so excited about that. So anyway, because that's the way we use it. So Amar Rabbi Yonah and Amar Beis now top of Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Yonah Ksiv Lachena Chalek Lavarabim Esatzumi Michalek Shalal. So who's that referring to? Dividing amongst the Rabbim and doing these great things. So Zer Rabbi Akiva. That's a reference to Rabbi Akiva, who's Michalek Divrei Torah and Halachos Berabim. The Gemara says in Yevamos that the Olam was Shamim, the world was empty, and Torah was being forgotten until Rabbi Akiva came and taught Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim, and they were the ones that were Mamid Torah at that time. So Hiskin Medrash, he is the one that set up all the Midrashim, the Taurus Khan and the Sefri, that darshan all the Psukim and Halachos. He had so many Halachos, Hagados, he had various Agaritas, and V'yeh Shomrim Elu Anshe Knesset HaGadola Tiknu, that no, that all this the Anshe Knesset HaGadola set up. Elmat Tiken Zeh, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Klalos Upratos, they had a Kabbalah that he was Misakin, of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshet, that Klal Uprat was Rabbi Akiva's contribution. He's the one that was Misakin Klal Uprat to darshan the Torah with. Now the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshet were given at Sinai, but maybe that's what he brought back. That's what was forgotten, and Rabbi Akiva reminded us about Klal Uprat. Am Rabbi Avok, Sivu Mishpachoso from Yoshe Yaveitz. So Matam Lomer, what's the pasuk? Why does the pasuk refer to Sofrim? Sofrim sounds like a numbers or counting. So why do we refer to great rabbis as counters? It's because they make the Torah in numbers. They always, whenever they teach, it's always a good thing to use numbers. Chamisha lo yitromu truma. In Maseches Truma, say five people are not matrim truma. Chamisha dvarim chayavim bechala. There are five grains that are chayavim chala. Chamesh asrei nashim potos Torah sayin. The Mishnah at the beginning of Yivamos, there are five relationships where one wife will pater the tzara, the co-wife from Yibim v'chalitza. Shloshim v'sheish krisos b'tara. There are 36 krisos in the Torah. Chayav krisos we have at the beginning of Maseches Krisos. Shalosh asrei davar namru b'nivlas ha'ofatar. There are 13 things at the beginning of Maseches Taros that are said about nivlas ha'ofatar. And we have arba avos nezikin. In Seder Nezikin we have at the beginning of Baba Kama arba avos nezikin. Avos melachos arbaim chasar achas. With Shabbos we have 39 melachos Shabbos. Why do we always say the numbers? Can't we just count them if we really wanted to know how many there are? And why is it so important? No, it's always good. It's just a pedagogy. It's a good way to teach. That you tell somebody, okay, we're going to learn three things today. So everyone knows what to expect, and there's a structure that they could put in everything that they learn within that structure. So it's a normal way to teach. So that it's the best way to teach. It's a proper way to teach. It's interesting. Rabbi Ruchem Frischel Perla says, wait a second, if you're going to say that great chachamim are sofrim, they are counters, so what would you have immediately associated that with? Where do we find great rabbis that count something? He says, we have so many svarim, sifrei mitzvos, where they count all the mitzvos, they count all the taryag mitzvos. Why didn't the Gemara say that they're sofrim and that they count taryag mitzvos? He says, Elamai, there was no counting of taryag mitzvos. Taryag mitzvos, we have to say, like the Ramban says in Shor HaShalof, that there must have been some Kabbalah that there are taryag. We didn't count and say, oh, look at that, there are 613. No, there was a Kabbalah that there are 613. Our job was just to figure out what the 613 were. That's not a counting job. That's an accounting job. That's a matter of figuring out what gets included, what doesn't get included, but that's not an issue of counting. So Amar Reb Elazar, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Ezra that v'zeh parshagin anishtav and hashanos ha'melech, etc. Le'ezra ha'koyin ha'sofer. So the Gemara just points out, matam lomar sofer. Why does it say sofer? So elok shem shayu sofer b'divrei Torah, just like he counted up the letters of the Torah, and he said it to memory, kach hayu sofer b'divrei chachamim. He also was sofer divrei chachamim. How many shniyos la'rayos there are? Shmonas u'davar shagazur bo b'yom. Right? It's not only by dinim da'raisa, by things in the Torah that we say this, but also by dinim derabanan, we try to put numbers to it. Now the Gemara said that the Chachamim Harishonim were mesadir the Torah in a way that you wouldn't forget it. So still, and the Gemara now is going to highlight, even in spite of their best efforts to be mesadir the Torah in a way where there are 39 melachos haShabbos, there are 4 avos melach, avos nezikin, etc. So still we forget it. Still we're not so good at Torah. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman explained that Harishonim, the earlier generations, charshu v'zaru nikshu kishu Adru, Katru, Amru, Dashu, Zaru, Baru, Tachnu, Hirkidu, Lashu, Kitfu, Va'afu. They did everything. They set up in order to get in learning from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah using the Yudgim Lidshat Torah and Jeshbet Halach Moshe Misinai to what the earlier generations actually presented us with. You know how much work had to be done in learning, how great they had to be in learning to present us with what they presented us with. Imamish is like a Shulchan Aruch Lefaneinu. They gave us the Mishnahs, they gave us the Gemara. Here, now go eat it, go learn. It, go do it. They gave us, it's like bread that they prepared mamish from scratch. Va'anu, ein lanu malechal. And we complain that we're hungry, we don't have what to eat. They baked everything for us, they did everything for us, and still we don't even know how to eat. We don't know how to be mefarish what they said. We don't even understand what they taught us. Rabbi Abba bar Zemina b'shem Rabbi Zeira, in avun kadman malachin, anan bar b'nei anash. If the earlier generations were malachim, then we are like human beings. V'in havun b'nei anash, anan chamarin. And if they were human beings, we're like donkeys. Amr Rabbi Manu, by he shaita amrin. So at that time they said, afilu kachamirtid Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair lo idminun. We're not even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Meaning it's a compliment to say we're like donkeys because we're not quite like donkeys. There was a donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair that was better than any of us. What was so great about him, about this donkey? So chamartid Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair genafta listai belayli. One time listim stole in the middle of the night of this. So they Tamir and Gabon, they kept it hidden away talas yomin for 3 days. And for the entire 3 days, the animal wouldn't eat anything that they fed it. And after 3 days were over, they saw it wasn't going to eat. So imlechun mechazarta, they decided they should probably return it. Amri afkinun min hacha delo temus gaban. No one needs a dead animal. We don't want a dead donkey, so we better return it because we don't want to deal with getting rid of a dead donkey. So afkanua azus v'kamas la al tara demara. So they went and they brought it to the gate of the house of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Shayus min ahekas. So it began to wail and to cry because it was starving. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair told his bnei bayis, "Pischun lahada aluvasa, go open up the gate for this nebuch, this poor little donkey. This latzlas yom and delo time and klum, because it sounds like it hasn't eaten in 3 days. Pischun lava alasos, they open up the gate, the donkey comes in. Amar Lo, yavala klum techal, give it something to eat. Yavan kama, they get saorin, they gave it some barley. Lo bas lemechal, and the donkey refused to eat. So Amar Lo, the bnei bayis said, Rebbe, lo ba'as l'meichel, it's not eating. We're trying to feed it. It doesn't want to eat. Amalon, misakni neinun. He says, did you make sure the food is clean? You took out any psolas, any dirt from the food? Amalay, and they said, yeah, we did that. We were giving it good animal food. Amalon, va'areimtun demayin. Were you mafresh maestros of demay from it? Did you take care of any demay problems? Meaning, if you got this grain from Amea Aretz, did you make sure to take off any trumas maestros that need to be taken off? So Amalay, lo kenalfen Rebbe, but wait, we don't have to, because you taught us that halukech, when you buy from an Am Haaretz, perils from the market, to use it for zera lebehema, you buy seeds for Michael Behema, or kemach leoros, you buy flour to use to tan hides with, or shemen laor, you buy oil not to eat, but for or and air, pater mina demai, that you're pater from demai, that you only need to be mafresh for demai, something that's going to be used for machal adam, something that a human being is going to eat. So why would we need to be mafresh demai? So Amalon, ma nevela, he said, you're right, that's the halacha, what do you want me to do? It's a fruma donkey. La ada aluvasa, di machmer al gamra sagin. It's a machmer yosemidai on itself, it doesn't want to eat anything that's demai. Arem demai in vachala. So they were more mafresh demai, and then it ate. So you see, the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair is better than us. So the Mishnah had said, psachi ala kinin, that one of the important jobs was psachi was in charge of the kinin, and we said psachi is Mordechai. So bo re ma gadol ukochesh loso ish, posef dvarim vidorshan yodev b'shivim lashon. We said he's a psachi because he was so great, he knew how to be posef dvarim, and he knew 70 different languages, and that was considered to be a very great thing. The Gemara Menachos asks, what's the great chiddush of Gemara Menachos daf samachay, that Mordechai spoke shivim lashon, the entire Sanhedrin spoke shivim lashon. So why is it that we're going to call Mordechai psachia because he spoke shivim lashon? What was the great chiddush that he spoke shivim lashon? So the Gemara over there answers that the way he spoke shivim lashon was different than the way others. But others spoke shivim lashon. You start talking to them in French, they could talk back in French. They can carry on the conversation. He knew how to combine different languages and how to find chachma in the fact that he knew all the different languages, meaning he can combine words, as we're about to see, from different languages to come up with new ideas that other people weren't able to think of. In the Sefer Agudas Aliyo, he says, no, Mordechai's Shivim, Yediyah of Shivim Lashon saved Gans Klal Yisrael. It saved the Jewish people. That's why it's, of course, yeah, there were others that also knew Shivim Lashon, but they never had the opportunity to use that to save all of Klal Yisrael. But Mordechai was called Balshon because his knowledge of Shivim Lashon helped him with Bigson Maserish when they wanted to kill Achashverosh, and Mordechai realized what they were doing because he spoke Shivim Lashon. So that's that was written on the Sefer HaZichronos. So that's why we highlight Dafka about Mordechai. So anyway, the Gemara tells us, Tani Sanhedrin Shiyah, that a Sanhedrin that has two people that are able to speak Shivim Lashon, as long as all of them understand Shivim Lashon, Harezu Ruyil Sanhedrin, that's a good Sanhedrin. Shlosha Harezu Beinonis. If there are three people that speak it, then it's a Beinonis. It's an average Sanhedrin. Arba'a Zu Chachama. Then it's a very wise Sanhedrin if there are four. Ubi Yavna Hayuba Arba'a. In the Sanhedrin in Yavna, they had four people that were able to speak Shivim Lashon. Ben Azai Ben Zom Ben Chachinoi Ben Blazer Ben Masya. Those were the four. Amar Rav Chista, Pamachas, Gemara is going to give examples of Mordechai's brilliance in language. Yavsha Eretz Yisrael v'liyadu mehechel Lahavi. Eretz Yisrael dried up and they didn't know where they were going to bring the Lahavi Omer, where they were going to bring the Karban Omer. V'havet Haman Chadilim, and there was one mute person who couldn't speak, but who knew where they can get grain for the Karban Omer. Dav Yav Chad Yadei al Gagos v'chad Yadei al Tzrifim. He put one hand on a roof of a building and the other hand on a hut, on the top of a hut. So as soon as Kameh de Pesachia, no one knew what he was talking about, what he was trying to say. So they brought him in front of Pesachia, in front of Mordechai. Amar Lahu, is Asa de Miskarya Gagos Trifin, or Trifin Gagos? So he said, wait a second, is there a place called Shreds? Is there a place called Gagos Trifin, or Trifin Gagos? So Azin al Taman Vashkan. So Taka, there was such a place. They looked on a map, Google Maps, boom, they found it and they knew where to get it from. Amar Yosef Bey Rabbi Bon. Pamachas Nishtaf Kol Olam Kula. One time that there was a terrible destruction of the crops. The world, there was they overheated and everything dried up. And they didn't know where to Omer. They didn't know where to bring the Karban Omer. And there was one guy that was putting his hand on one of his eyes. And the other hand, he put on a hole in the doorpost of the door where they would put the lock, where they would stick the lock in the door. They brought him to Pesachia Omer alone, and he said, "Is Asa de Miskarya Ain Socher O Socher Ayin Vazen Taman Vashchan." So again, he guessed the name of the place based on what this guy was doing. Sholosh Nashim Eviu Kinen. Another time, three women brought sets of birds. Achas omeres le'enasi. One says, I'm bringing this set of birds for a nasi. Vachas omeres li'amasi. One said, I'm bringing it li'amasi. Vachas omeres li'zivasi. And the other one said, I'm bringing it li'zivasi. So Zush omeres le'enasi savrin meymar shofas kemayan. The one that said, I'm bringing it le'enasi, they assumed that she was flowing blood like a mayan. She was a zava. And that's why she needed to bring the birds. Now there's a big difference if a woman is bringing it stam because she wants to, versus a woman who's bringing it as a chov. If it's a neder and a dava, so the nedava, both of them are brought as a korban ola. If it's a chova, one is brought as an ola, one is brought as a chas. Chata. So they needed to know what to bring these birds for. So everyone thought that it was a Chova, that she was a Zava. Amar lan, so Pesachya said to them, no, Bayana Sakanas, she was Mesukenes, she had some sort of ailment in her eye that she had a refuah from. So she's bringing this as an Adava. Zusha, Mersli Amasi, Sovereign the Meimar, Shofas Kiyam. The one that said the Amasi, they assumed that it meant that she was Shofas Kiyam, that she was flowing like a sea, meaning also that she was bleeding. So Amalon, so Pesachya said, no, Biyama Sakanas, she was in danger by the Yam. Zusha, Mersli, Zavasi, Sovereign Meimar, Zava Mamish, Amalon, Zeba, Lital Espina. It's not that she was a Zava, it's that a wolf almost killed her child. Ben Achia, then the Mishnah said that Ben Achia was in charge of, he was the doctor, he was the stomach doctor in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Kohanim would walk barefoot on the floor, and they would eat a lot of meat and drink water and not drink wine, because Yain v'shecher al teish, you're not allowed to drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash, so they were very weak and it caused poor digestion. So that's what caused their stomachs to hurt so much. And this guy knew Haydein Chamar Tav L'Me'ayv, Haydein Chamar Sam L'Me'ayv. He knew what to prescribe, what wine is good to get the stomach going, and what wine is not good for the stomach. What's going to be Mishalshal, what's not going to be Mishalshal. He knew exactly how to take care of them. So he was the one who was in charge of that. Some of the Achronim deal with the problem that, wait a second, there's so many miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. Shomer Mitzvah Le'ed Davara. Why did the Kohanim have to get sick? One of the approaches is that's why they had a doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the wisdom to be able to deal with them so that they wouldn't get sick. Who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do something in the most obvious, miraculous way? That's also a miracle. Okay.